And to Capitol Hill now, where, as we've heard, Republican leaders tried to block the removal of Terri Schiavo's feeding tube today. A House committee issued subpoenas, while a Senate panel named her as a witness. Efforts were also underway to agree on legislation to give federal courts jurisdiction in the case. NPR's Brian Naylor has that part of the story.
Until late this week, Congress had not involved itself with the Terri Schiavo case, but all that changed last night when GOP leaders in the House and then the Senate pushed through separate pieces of legislation attempting to prolong Schiavo's life. But members of the House and Senate rushed home for their spring recess before reconciling the two bills, so today GOP leaders pursued a number of novel legal strategies. A Senate committee sent a letter to Terri Schiavo calling her as a witness for a hearing later this month. Senate Republican aides explained they don't expect Schiavo to actually come to Washington, but that by naming her as a witness, she's protected from being harmed or tampered with under federal criminal code. The House took a similar tack, subpoenaing Schiavo, along with her attending physicians and operators of her Florida hospice, under the guise of an inquiry into long-term care of incapacitated adults. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay.
It's not for any one of us to decide what her quality of life should be. It's not any one of us to decide whether she should live or die. She has constitutional rights to live. And we are trying to protect her constitutional right to live, and more important than that, her constitutional right not to have somebody else decide her future by pulling out a feeding tube and letting her starve for 2 weeks.
DeLay blamed Senate Democrats for blocking the House-passed bill last night, ordering federal courts to review Schiavo's case. But Democrats struck back. California Democrat Henry Waxman called the House-issued subpoenas a flagrant abuse of power and said Congress is, in his words, turning the Schiavo family's personal tragedy into a national political farce. Others were just as critical. The attorney for Terri Schiavo's husband, Michael, George Felas, sharply denounced congressional leaders this afternoon after Schiavo's feeding tube had been removed.
This didn't seem like members of the United States Congress acting today, but members of Stalin's Politburo. And the more outrageous thing is, not one of those political leaders, not one of them would ever submit their own family member to the indignity and the illegality that's been shown on Mrs. Schiavo, yet for political gain, they can do it to her.
President Bush, meanwhile, issued a statement noting that the case of Terri Schiavo raises complex issues, yet the president said in instances like this one, where there are serious questions and substantial doubts, our society, our laws, and our courts should have a presumption in favor of life. Alta Charo is a professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin Law School. Charo believes Republican leaders have adopted the Schiavo issue because it dovetails with their opposition to abortion.
The political battle is about trying to get the United States population to view sheer biological life as somehow morally sacred. If you can do it at the end of life with somebody like Terri Schiavo, you've set yourself up to do it at the beginning of life when you're talking about an embryo or a three-week fetus.
GOP leaders say they'll continue to work this weekend and held out the possibility of recalling lawmakers from their spring recess on Monday in an effort to prolong Schiavo's life. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.